to Extra Extra, presented by VDG Sports. I'm your host, Vince Douglas Gregory. No filter, very censored. Ooh-wee. I couldn't wait for this one. Could not wait to begin. There is so much I gotta say. So much I got to get off my chest. Say it with your chest. Ready to puff my chest out and say some words that I always say, that I maybe said before in the past, that maybe I said that I wasn't going to say anymore. Hey, I don't know. I've done so many of these things. Everything just runs together. You cannot hold me accountable for anything I say. I repeat, can't hold me accountable for anything I say, because I just say stuff to say stuff. That's how it is. That's how it is, right? Yeah. Think I can get away with that? Seriously. Yeah. Say stuff to say stuff. But it's already there. And you already proved. Never mind. Anyway. So it's kind of strange. I went to sleep and I woke up and my lip was swollen. Under my eye was kind of puffy, and I don't know, it was a scratch or something on my, like the tip of my nose, I want to say. And I don't know what went on. I truly don't know what went on. I don't know if somebody came and beat me up in my sleep. I don't know if I sleptwalked outside and somebody punched me in the face a few times, or maybe some LBG supporters came and said, you know, I don't like you. We don't like you. And they showed me that they was about their life. Maybe the good, great folks of Manchester. Maybe they didn't like my hot take. Maybe they didn't like my jokey jokes about their city. Manchester is a city, right? Okay, we'll go with that. Maybe they didn't like my jokey jokes about their city. Maybe it was my bed, you remember? Me and my bed had this whole incident where my bed reminded me of my place and where I should. It just reminded me of my place, and I shouldn't challenge. I should just back off in a corner and play the whole beta role. Just go ahead, go in a corner, I did this to you. You're going to do nothing about it. You're going to say a few words. You're going to talk about it, and that's it. That's all. Carry on. Nothing to see here. Possibly, I don't know, maybe the bed got ticked off and said, hey, you know, it ain't over, and busted me up pretty bad. Maybe that happened. Definitely can't say it was the whole, how can I put this in a family program type of way. Maybe it definitely wasn't the college experience. That's all I'm gonna say on that one. Leave it at that. Hey, maybe some other time, rain check. Yeah, take a note of that. Some other time, talk about the college experience. Maybe put it on the show. All right, we'll figure it out. Yeah. Definitely wasn't the college experience, so didn't get. Don't know how this happened. Don't know how this took place. Just knew that when the morning came, when it was time to make things happen, when it was time to do good deeds, do good things, make everything right. Yes. High five. No. No high five. No high five. Go ahead. You know, I'm sorry. Put your hand down. I know you had it up and was about to give me the high five that I asked for, but I wasn't serious about giving the high five. So I don't want to leave you hanging, but it's kind of too late because now it's all awkward. I had to point it out. You had your hand up for the high five and I kind of looked, laughed, and then said something about it. So that entire time, you had your hand in the air waiting to give that high five. And I didn't give it to you. Yeah. Fist bump? Okay. Okay. We'll straighten this out. We definitely have to straighten this out and get the whole handshake thing down. Get the whole handshake. Develop some kind of secret handshake, because we already got the headphones, we already got the secret decoder ring, and we got the other stuff going on. Now we just need the handshake. Definitely have to work on the handshake, and we'll make a note of that too. Handshake. So trying to do good deeds. Trying to just wake up, conquer the world, move forward, hit the grind. Work. Read the articles. Sports. Read the articles. Sports. What's going on? What happened? Okay. What? No. On the grind. Then I happen to go in the restroom. And I don't know what goes on in the women's restroom, but in the men's restroom, there's some peculiar things that go on. So when I go in, I'm just trying to go in, out. I'm trying to keep it under 60 seconds. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Definitely 60. And depending on what I'm trying to accomplish or what I'm trying to do, maybe this is pushing it, but maybe 90 seconds. Anything more than 90 seconds, something's wrong. We got to abort mission. Abort. Something's wrong. Got to press the abort button, the kill switch. Hey, woo, lights are flashing, stuff's going on. Abort. Try to keep it under 90 seconds. 90. If it seems like it's going to go over 90 seconds. If it's 91 seconds, can't do it. Can't do it. But what? Nope. There's no but what? None of that. Just 91 seconds or more? Not happening. Under no terms, no circumstances whatsoever. 90 seconds or more? Not happening. Nothing's going down. It's abort mission. It's bounce. But even with that, there's still so much strange stuff that's going on. There's so much stuff that you just have to, whoa, really? Really, bro? Really? Yeah. Like I say, I don't know what goes on in the ladies' room. But in the men's room, 90 seconds less. And that's pushing it, remember. The goal is 60 seconds or less. That's the goal. Within the threshold or within the tolerance is 90. Over 90, abort. Not happening. Not taking place. Because I don't know about you, but the whole holding a conversation while in the restroom, I don't find that that's strange. Conversation, strange. Eye contact while using the restroom, strange. Holding a full conversation with someone while they are in the stall. That's, I don't know. I'm gonna have to think about this one, because that's a tough one. That's a tough one. Is that strange too? Conversation while someone's in the stall and the other person's whatever. Two different things going on. Is that strange? I don't know. This is tough. This is tough. I'm gonna reserve the right. I don't know. I might change my mind later on down the road. Down the road when we become cyborgs, or maybe when we become, cyborgs, avatars, or some other kind of being. I may change my mind then, but right now I'm going to chalk that up in the strange category. Strange, odd, peculiar. That goes in, that's going in that category right now, that category. But hey, later on down the line, 100 years from now, 1,000 years from now, 10,000 years from now, billion years from now, hey, may change my mind. I know once something's on the internet, it's there forever. So I'm making this recording, or I'm going to make a recording for myself to let myself know that may change mind down the road. But anyway, so I'm in the bathroom or restroom or men's room or public facilities, public restroom, whatever you want to call it. Blah, 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 blah. That's besides the point. I'm in the restroom. And 60 seconds less, wham, at 30 seconds. At 30 seconds, all right, going to the sink area, going to wash my hands because, hey, you know. Well, actually, that's another conversation. That's another conversation. I'm not going to, go off on a tangent here. Nobody know what you're talking about. Anyway, now that that's out of the way. So I'm washing my hands. All right, got that going and all that jazz. Got the soap, the water. All right. Then drying my hands. As I'm drying my hands, I'm about to throw the paper towel away. Yeah, it didn't have the air dry paper towel. Whatever. And I look in the mirror and I see my lip is swollen, like, whoa. And I have this scratch kind of thing on my nose and my eyes are puffy. And this made me stop like an animal in headlights. Deer in headlights. Deer in headlights. Animal in headlights. Hey, psst, deer, animal. Deer is an animal, right? Okay. That's what I thought. So I'm stopped right in front of the mirror because I'm looking in the mirror and I assume this is me because I haven't figured out how to bounce from body to body, you know, body jumpers, snatchers, whatever you want to call that. Haven't figured that whole thing out. So I'm looking in the mirror and I'm like, this looks like me. Or this, I think this is me, but it really don't look like me. What happened? It looks like it looks like this guy been in some kind of rough tussle. That's what that looks like. This doesn't look like me. No. Kind of look like me. Maybe my twin brother or something, but that can't be me. This guy looks like he's been in a fight. Not only a fight that he lost. Taking L's. Told you, the only L's I took like that was basketball, but you know that story. And so that almost had me missing the 90 seconds or less. Because at the point of the mirror, we're getting pretty close to the 60 seconds, I should say, 60 seconds or less. And it was like, whoa, see this? And I'm like, oh, what happened? What was? Like, huh? What? No, this ain't me. Sitting there like, no. What happened? Seriously, what happened? Who? What? Complete chaos, total confusion. And so that was the first time that I looked at myself during the day, because I'm not one of those vanity people that have to look at myself in a mirror every 10 seconds, every 5 seconds, every 20 seconds, every 30 seconds. Like, woo, look at me, 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 woo, look at me, look at me, look at me. You know, I am, nah. So yeah, that was the first time I looked at myself in the mirror basically all day. And I was freaked out because I didn't recognize that person. I'm like, who is that? And that's exactly how it is with the Golden State Warriors, NBA basketball Golden State Warriors. Yeah. And see, everybody thought that I was just going to bash the Warriors. Because I've always been saying, back in my days, I've always been saying, you shouldn't be so quick to crown someone greatest ever. Yeah. Greatest ever. That was pretty much my beef, only beef, or actually I got some more beef, but that's the one that stood out. Crowning that team the best team ever of all time. I may have mentioned it in passing, but only to make fun of the people that actually believe that stuff. So yeah, trolling. Is that called trolling? Was that throwing shade? Did I throw shade or was that trolling? You gotta, hey, look that up. Okay. That was my only major issue with the Golden State Warriors, NBA basketball, greatest team ever. And I always said the 73 don't mean a thing without a ring. That's my hot take. See, I admit to giving hot takes. I'm not going to lie to you. We all give them. We all have them. But not all of us admit or own up to it. I'm going to own up to it. That was my hot take. 73 don't mean a thing without a ring, and pump your brakes. Hold on. Slow down before you get ready to crown this team the greatest ever. They've only done this for 1.5 years or so. For me, when you start crowning somebody greatest ever, they did this over a longevity. They did this over a long period of time. They've done this year after year after year. They had a core and basically role players that they cycle in here and there, but still the core is together, and they pick up a little few role players here and there, and you know, And they've done it more than two seasons, you know. Yeah. But don't let how I look at things get in the way of your future crowning team's greatest ever. Go ahead. Do what you got. If that's what people pay you to do and pay you to say, go right ahead. Don't let me get in the way of you making that money. Don't let me get in the way of you making that top dollar. Make them dollars. Use your money maker and make them dollars. Don't let me get in the way, because I'm definitely not going to pay you to do that and pay you for that. That's nah. So that was my only issue with the Golden State Warriors. Other than that, you know, champions, Steph Curry, even with his struggles, he's still a good player. I definitely like to see him do what he's done more consistent. I want to see it more than 2 years, more than 3 years. I want to see it for the rest of his career, basically. But other than that, you know, winning 73 games is not easy to do, because if it was easy to do, other teams would have did it. So I'm not going to sit there and go all crazy. There's no point of going all crazy, because that's not cool. Nobody, that's not cool. Much respect for the Golden State Warriors, and that's why I don't know who they are right now. Because not just any team can win 73 games. If that was the case, other teams would have done it, but they have yet to show that they are still that same team. Sure, we can give OKC credit, and sure, OKC deserves the credit, all of the credit that they deserve. They deserve it, and they have been getting it from me, and they will continue to get it. At the same time, I'm not jumping on the hater bandwagon. I'm not jumping on the let's burn down Golden State. Let's take all the accomplishments away, like outside with the rest of the haters. No, bro. No. I think I have more sense than that, you know. Even though I do wish and always say that I have no sixth sense. And sixth sense is something that I basically say all the time, wishing that I had sixth sense. Granted, but I'm working on it. I'm developing it. Hopefully, maybe I'll get it. But at this present time, don't have it. Just got the five. And my two cents is free. That's my story. And I'm sticking to it. And just like that, and just how I was unrecognizable to myself, Golden State Warriors are unrecognizable to themselves. Shots that they normally make, they're not making. They're not playing the defense that they're accustomed to playing. They turning the ball over at a crazy rate. They're getting pounded on the boards, rebounding, blah, blah, blah. So I can say all that stuff too. Hit you with the numbers, hit you with the facts. Like Golden State. I'm just going to hit you with, I'm not going to dance on their grave, because one, they, it's the best to four wins, right? Best of seven is, you got to win four games, right? Yeah. So it's that. And also, I actually still do think, and I do think they are a great team. You just don't win 73 games, just winning 73 games. My beef, calling them the greatest team ever. That's my only beef. And that's not my beef with them, because I actually like their players. I find them team content. Their players provide all kinds of content. And a lot of the content don't even get to use Family Show. So nothing against the players, nothing against the team. I actually like Steve Kerr, even though I joked about Luke Walton should have been coach of the year. I actually like Luke Walton. So yeah, there you go. My thing always been and always be, it doesn't have to be Golden State. You can insert any team. When you start calling them the greatest ever, when you start saying, oh, that's the greatest ever, and that's when we have issues. We have problems. Yeah. Problems. Other than that, that's why I was just waiting for this moment. Just waiting. And there's some other stuff that I wanted to get to that, like, I think it deserves more time. I gotta let it breathe. And I'm gonna save it. The special one deserves being saved. Extra, extra. Thank you for listening. It's always this show, not that show, but I get it wrong anyway. So we're just gonna stop this right now. But that's after I say out.